7:25. I'm sorry. It's 11:25. November 25th. 7:01 a.m. Got a little crossing streams there. Black Friday. I'm up and out early this morning because I want to get to the grocery store and home again before 8 o'clock. Black Friday is a big shopping day around here. I expect the grocery store to be crowded at 7:30 when I get there. And, oh, by the way, it's New Moon Day, so I'm going in the opposite direction this morning, which means we get the loud bit first. I did about 400 words yesterday between all of the various cookings and family gatherings, etc. It was a very difficult day because I could not wake up. I was groggy all day long. I'm not quite sure why, other than if I go back to the day before with a house full of all kinds of junk food, I kind of tossed my diet for 24 hours and just ate what I feel like eating. Ate what I felt like eating. And I think I reaped a bit of the fruits of willy-nilly junk food consumption on Thursday. Dinner was well, went well. It was turkey and cornbread pudding. And cornbread pudding came out pretty good, other than I forgot I was out of rosemary. So I used tarragon. I was supposed to use rosemary and thyme, but the tarragon was real French tarragon that my sister grew, and it really has a wonderful flavor. And rather than the sort of sweetish rosemary flavor, it had a bit more bite to it because of the tarragon. It was quite yummy. Soaking the croutons while I was out on my walk made a huge difference in the texture. Usually I make it with fresh French bread and just cube it up for the bread pudding part. This year I just picked up a bag of cubed breadcrumbs, you know, dried, you know, basically the basic stuffing crouton, and used 2 cups of those instead of the 2 cups of fresh French bread. And what happened was that in the 40 minutes or so that I was out walking around, when I got back, the crouton soaking in the egg and seasoned cream had gotten quite soft and swelled up. So they were quite nice in terms of creating a structure for this bread pudding. It worked out very well. And I'll have to try to have some for breakfast. Well, I like it fried. A little butter in a skillet. And then a slice of this. Slice it up and fry it like polenta. And it comes out with a little bit of crust on it. And it's quite delicious. Now, yesterday I did about 700 words. I've already done 400 words this morning. So I also went and validated my count so that I get credit for being a winner. That was important for me, so because I wanted to pick up a copy of Scrivener for Windows when it was released in its full form. Because as much as I really find the process of writing with Scrivener to be fragmenting, I do like the fact that I'm not doing things like searching the whole Word document trying to find out how I spelled some person's name back in the beginning of the book. And there are a lot of names and a lot of places to keep track of, and Scrivener does a very good job of that. So we'll see. I do need to get my butt in gear and put in one last push for the end of the month. I've got 5 days. In theory, that could be 50,000 words, but in practice, it's not going to be. In large part because I've just got too much other stuff going on. My arm is not coming back. I need to go find a over-the-counter brace or something for it. I've got to spend at least some time today getting groceries. And while I didn't cook yesterday afternoon, after I got the kitchen cleaned up from cooking dinner, I said, cook's on holiday leave. Anybody wants anything else, get it yourself. And that worked out pretty well. I'll have to try that again. But I will have to do some cooking today. I've got a ham hock that I need to strip some ham off from and then toss in with a pot of beans. I've got half a turkey. Turkey came out pretty well. It was came out pretty good. Pretty well. Yeah, pretty good. As I've said in the past, I don't stuff the bird. I leave it empty. I did get a couple of suggestions to stuff it with apples and onions, and that's not a bad idea. I have done that in the past, and it does give the bird a nice flavor. Then you do discard them afterwards. Also stuff pumpkins and roast pumpkins that way, stuffed with apples and raisins, a little bit of brown sugar. And that's a really nice. And you slice it like a pie and eat the pumpkin once it's been roasted out. It works with pretty much any squash, really. Any squash that you can hollow out and fill up. I'll have to take a look and see what's at the grocery store. So I got coffee brewing. And apparently there's free shipping from Adagio Tea. I need to go through my closet and see what I need to order for tea. I think I'm getting low on Golden Monkey. The thing with that is that that's usually shipped free because pound of Golden Monkey's so expensive. It doesn't take much to get into their free shipping territory if you start with a pound of Golden Monkey. Let's try some of the other tea vendors. There's a German one, TGT.com. Teague Adventure or something like that. It's a German company that looks like it has some interesting teas. I've been drinking so much coffee lately, I haven't been putting on the tea in the afternoon, something I probably should get back into. Maybe get a bigger teapot. The thing with the teapot is that if I make a pot of tea, then I can drink a whole pot of tea. It's Rosalind. She's just a little cup, you know, four mugs if you skimp a little bit. So she's just a little pot, but the beauty of that is that it stays warm. Throw a couple of tea towels over the top and it stays quite nicely warm while you're drinking it. one of the suggestions I had was to get one of the electrical teapots that come with a thermostat. So you set it for 180 degrees if you want 180 degree water, 185 degrees. You set it for boil. The problem with that is that here, boiling is not 212. Water boils here at 206. If it's a high pressure day, maybe 208. But you don't get 212 degree water here when you boil it. It sublimates before that because of the pressure differential at altitude. So you can get boiling water, but the water that's boiling is not as hot as it is at sea level. And since a lot of teas recommend being steeped at 212, that means is that I have to give them a little extra time because I don't quite have enough temperature to make full strength tea. Tea sounds very good this morning. I started a pot of coffee, but I think I'll have to have some tea later. I got some tea cookies to have. And of course now most of them have been eaten up. But harvest sugar cookies to have with my tea. And then I haven't made tea since I got the box of cookies. They're shortbreads actually. Aye. Aye, Poppy. So I've got started on the second book, The Hermit of the Llamas Wood. I've got a rough map. I know about where Llamas Wood is in relation to the town. I've got a little bit of an issue because the large-scale map that I drew has a river in it. And I didn't realize there was a river there. So I need to go and look and see how that river affects the story. It might actually play out very nicely. Because I get to play with riverboats. It makes sense that the lumberjacks would float the logs down the river, and that riverboatmen would carry trappers up and down. Docks are giving me hell. It's not as cold out this morning as it has been, so as a result, I'm feeling a little bit warm as I fill in the last bit. As you could probably tell, I made the turn a bit ago down into the neighborhood. I'll dip my coat here, get a little air in. And I must confess that I had a good time playing with the kids yesterday. We have this tile game that's sort of like a board game version of Tetris. It's called Blockus. And it's really quite a lot of fun. I can't seem to beat the kids at it. It's because I don't really pay that much attention to the strategy of the game or anything. I just sort of throw them out, hope for the best. I don't really care. So a few more days, and then I can try to get back to some sort of normal schedule. I'm going to build. I think it was PC Herring. No, what was it? Somebody sent me a bunch of links anyway. And PC sent me a flyer from, I want to say Best Buy, for a treadmill that had the desk built in. And then somebody sent me a half a dozen Instructables links for people who've done stand-up desks and who've done, treadmill desks. And the treadmill desks, I got fascinated by. I spent an hour looking at different designs for treadmill desks. the easiest one looks like one that's just a slotted piece of what amounts to plywood. It'll need a cover on it. I think they used a piece of scrap countertop, actually. It had a white linoleum cover. And it was just cut to fit with notches for the handles, where the handles curve up and around. And that with a bungee cord to hold it on the back side, wrapping around the upright supports, that would do pretty well. Put a lip on it, would work good. And then I started looking further and found things like, you know, when you're walking, the treadmill does vibrate, so trying to watch the screen while you're walking becomes tiring. But if it's at a place where you can put it against the wall, you can put a shelf just above and then have a monitor. And a flat screen monitor, even with a flat screen monitor with a wall mount, wall mount would probably cost more than a couple of L brackets and a piece of plank. And flat screen wouldn't take too much space. I could ask for a flat screen for Christmas. Wouldn't have to be a big one. Although a 19 or 22 inch gateway would sit up there quite nicely. Would double in case somebody wanted to go in and watch a movie while they walked. You could put the movie in the DVD player. So I have to think about this. The more I think about it, the more I like it. It's a couple of things that has in its favor, and the least of which is that it's in the next room, so it's not quite in the same level of right in the path of everybody who's coming up and down the stairs, and it's really out of the direct line of sight. The only question is, can I train the cats not to try to get on and walk with me and get hurt? Suppose I could close the doors. So yeah, progress. More limbs down. Got a couple of slats that need to be repaired in my fence. Got a piece of fence that needs repair. It's leaning up against the shed. Need to replace the shed. Oh Lord. Right now what I gotta do is get this podcast up and get to the grocery store and get back before things get too busy today. So with that, I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day.